Pablo Escobar was one of the most notorious and successful drug kingpins the world has ever known. In the 80s, Escobar's cartel, run out of Medellin, Colombia, ruled the drug world, at one point supplying 80% of the cocaine coming into the United States. The fictional TV series Narcos captures the drama of those days, pitting Escobar against a DEA agent, Steve Murphy, who's trying to take him down.
Pablo's coke flooded in. It didn't take long for Miami to get addicted, and I mean that. And with the money came the violence.
The second season of Narcos is out today on Netflix, and our colleague David Green spoke with the actor who plays the head of the cartel.
There is absolutely no reason to think Wagner Moura could play Pablo Escobar. I mean, Pablo was a bit chubby.
I was very skinny.
Then that was the least of Wagner's problems.
I was Brazilian. I mean, I didn't speak Spanish at all.
These two seem like limiting realities. Yeah.
I didn't look like Pablo Escobar at all.
Okay, so step one, Wagner gained 40 pounds. He ate a whole lot of pizza and ice cream. He's now finally lost that weight back on a vegan diet. The native Portuguese speaker also had to learn Spanish so he could sound like this.
Quiero que la gente sepa que Pablo Escobar no se esconde como una rata. Somos el cartel de Medellín.
Before taping the first season of the show, Wagner Moura, who's a big-time actor in Brazil, quietly flew himself to Medellin, Colombia, for language school.
So I was in a classroom with German businessmen and Japanese teenagers, and it was interesting. Yeah.
I love this image. Did they know that they were in class with the future Pablo Escobar?
No, so that's the thing. So I was embarrassed to say that. I'm here to play Pablo Escobar.
People would be like, there's no way.
They're going to laugh on my face. But then the Colombians, they ended up discovering what I was doing there, mm-hmm. and they were really helpful.
Well, let me, I want to play a little clip of the show. It's a tense moment from the very first episode where Pablo Escobar is facing off against a group of Colombia's FBI who don't seem to want to play along with his negotiating.
True.
Yo soy Pablo Emilio Escobar Gaviria. Mis ojos están en todos lados, o sea, ustedes no pueden hacer una apartamento de Antioquia sin que yo me entere. Sí, señores. No puede mover un dedo. Un día yo voy a ser presidente de la República de Colombia.
So is your Spanish good enough that you can translate a bit of that for us?
That's he's saying, I'm going to be the president of Colombia, which is crazy, you know. That's what makes Pablo Escobar, like, different, because he really wanted to be something else. He wanted to be loved, accepted.
Well, and that, I mean, it's always a little cliche to ask an actor who is playing a terrible person how you find the good in a character. But I think it's worth asking with someone as famous as mm-hmm. Pablo Escobar. Like, it seems really complicated to play him because he's so awful, but there is some good in ways.
He was a human being, you know, he was a person. I'm sure Osama bin Laden was a human being, and his friends were laughing of his jokes, and his kids loved him, and he was an awful human, an awful person.
Yeah, you know, gosh, a mean. It's hard for some Americans to even
I know,
contemplate
I
mean, that.
But. Yeah, I know, and he was a mean, awful human being, but he was a human being. He was not an alien. For Pablo Escobar, it's the same. He was probably the worst thing that happened to Colombia. But he loved his kids, he had his wife, he ended up doing good things for poor people in his city. So all these contrasts are what makes us human, you know, all of us. And all of us, we all have, of course, in different levels, we have a dark side and a good side. And, you know, so I think that we find human beings in the gray zone between the white and black, you know.
I mean, when you are portraying the good sides of him, are there emotions that run through you, like guilt or something like that?
I had to put myself in his shoes and think what I would do if I was Pablo in these situations. And this is very personal. I think I've read everything that was written about him, but I did that in order to forget all that and then to create my own version of him.
That's amazing. So you did all of this research only to just throw it aside and just feel sort of this role on your own.
Yeah, I ended up doing things. For example, the way I was holding the pants and the way Pablo walked. And I didn't try to do that on purpose. And then people were, you know what? You know that Pablo used to do this? Because I knew so much about him.
Have your wife and sons noticed changes in you since taking?
Yeah, she was living with a chubby guy for. Who is this guy? Hello.
I won't go into much detail with that adjustment, but in your mannerisms stuff.
What happens is that when you're living with a character like that, it's not like characters are taking your bodies and
it's like you're going home to your kids and acting like a drug
addict. Yeah, I'm Pablo Escobar. It's not like that. It's just that you're dealing with certain kind of energy every day that's not good at all. So, for example, losing the weight, doing the vegan diet wasn't only about losing weight, but getting rid of that character, you know, getting rid of that energy that I was having to live with for 2 years.
Now that you're yourself again, you've lost the weight. Is this something you'd do again if you got a similar offer to play a character that would involve so much change?
I wouldn't change my body again. I mean, I think that this is something for young people to do. You know, I can't do that anymore. My cholesterol was horrible. But to do something in Spanish, I would love to, because now it's a new tool that I have as an actor. You know, I would love to do films in Mexico and in Argentina, for example, where they do great films. And another thing that was really important for me is that working with actors from Chile, Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, and talking about something it resonates a lot with me. It was a great thing for me because culturally I felt for the first time that I was part of something bigger than just being Brazilian.
Well, Wagner, best of luck as the second season runs, and this is a lot of fun. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking to me.
David was talking with Wagner Mora, who plays Pablo Escobar in the Netflix series Narcos. Second season is out today.